This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
In the last 5 minutes, we have Roger Stone. We've got to get back on for a full hour tomorrow, or Saturday, or Sunday. There's just I'm working 7 days a week right now. There is so much going on. In fact, I will be doing a special report Saturday, so everybody knows, Saturday night. It'll be at Infowars.com. Stations are welcome to play it. We're going to have it up on the satellite. I'm going into a seven-day-a-week system right now. Is Clint Eastwood a deus ex coming in for Trump and saying, you know, the political correctness hates him, we got to be with Trump? How exciting is that? And then separately, we've done research on the con guy. Our story's on DrudgeReport.com today. This con guy founded a super hardcore Muslim Brotherhood law association to promote Sharia law in the West. And the writings specifically call for the execution of gays. Exclusive. Kazir Khan founded Islamic Journal to defend Sharia law. Khan defends Sharia law responsible for executions of gays, women in 11 countries. I mean, wow. And then he's hooked in with the Clintons. What is going on here, Roger?
Yeah, this is what they call a con job, if I may. The real irony, of course, is that he chastises Trump at the convention, ask him if he's ever read the Constitution. On the other hand, Mr. Khan is an advocate for Sharia law and has specifically written in numerous places that Sharia would take precedence over the U.S. Constitution. Now, Alex, I don't need to tell you the difference. Under Sharia, women and gays and Christians and others are oppressed, brutalized, and killed, whereas the U.S. Constitution protects all those people. So the fundamental basis of attack on Trump is phony. Go a next step, which is Trump's proposed ban for a temporary ban on Muslim immigration is not unconstitutional. It's perfectly legal. The president has that authority to block any group for any period of time. And
I say arrest Obama for not checking their passports.
The country don't have constitutional rights.
Exactly.
They're not U.S. citizens. So the whole thing is a canard, and more is being learned about Mr. Khan every day. Like I said, it's a con job.
How do we, in the last 2 minutes we have with you, 2.5 minutes, how do we strike back? Obviously, we're not losing. They're being forced to lie, go thermonuclear. That's going to backfire, but it makes me wonder. I mean, you say Trump's got big huevos. I agree. He is in danger. We should be praying for Donald Trump. But how do we counter just weaponized lies?
Yeah, look, I think the best way, of course, is to keep repeating the truth. But just watch Trump. He will handle this with aplomb. I think they're handing him an opportunity because they are so over the top. They're so overextended. This is so outrageous that I think there's going to be a backlash of sympathy for him. Just I would key off what Trump says, watch his tweets, watch his appearances. He was very effective in Daytona yesterday. It's outrageous to me. We can now learn that Hillary gave Apache helicopters to ISIS, but we're busy talking about whether Trump is going to drop out, which he's not.
That's right. And boy, wait till the new WikiLeaks comes out. Assange, like you said earlier, he doesn't exaggerate. This must be devastating. And the word is, it is confirmed, her ordering weapons to Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, look, I think he's got a treasure trove of documents, and I expect that he will drop them at strategic times, the day before a debate, for example. Therefore, that's their greatest single danger. But at the same time, Trump has to be poised to exploit each one of those openings. He has to be poised to make sure that the mainstream media doesn't mute those things the way they have muted all the bad news.
And every single listener is so key in the fight, sharing articles, sharing links, sharing the grassroots response. We're bigger than the mainstream media when the listeners decide to move. But they've got to understand they're the power.
And Trump is bigger than the Republican Party. And this idea that the Republican National Committee is preparing for a plan for when Trump drops out, complete and total BS. Trump's not going anywhere other than the White House.
That's right. Oh, Roger, I'll talk to you tonight if you can talk. Thank you so much. Get some rest, and hopefully get you back tomorrow. Thank you, sir.
Thank you,
sir. Wow, Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. Get the Clinton rape shirt at InfoWars store and help fund this operation and spread the truth. We'll be back with another Patriot.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Living on the edge.
Well, it was a few years ago that I came out and pointed out that Hillary Clinton is the founder of ISIS. That's just the new modern name of Al-Qaeda. Our own military came out within a week of Benghazi, Colonel Schaefer and others on this show, CIA whistleblowers like Tosh Plumlee, and said that Hillary was shipping weapons directly to Al-Qaeda. Then the public got upset about it. The military got upset, so they changed the name to ISIS. Same flag, same group. Al-Qaeda's state is Islamic State. Okay, that's their country, but it's all run by Saudi Arabia. And we can actually put on screen some of the YouTube videos and articles that we wrote and that we shot with the headline, Hillary Clinton is the founder of ISIS. Founder of ISIS, Hillary Clinton, lectures America on terrorism. And you can scroll down. That's one of our little sub-channels. And you can see that's April 5th, 2016. But you can go back several years and find the clips. I'm not bragging. It's just great to see Donald Trump really understanding what we're dealing with. We've now seen Giuliani pick up that nomenclature at the RNC. And here's Donald Trump yesterday talking about how Hillary Rodham Clinton is the founder of ISIS.
Look at San Bernardino. Take a look at the World Trade Center. Take a look at what's going on. And then worldwide. And we let ISIS take this position. It was Hillary Clinton that she should get an award from them as the founder of ISIS. That's what it was. That's what it was.
What
her weakness. Her weak policies.
I've been waiting for this a long time. Oh, I love Trump. Nobody's got those wavos. All right, continuing. So that's why they're now running around saying, they tried this in June. They said, oh, he's getting $150 million from the Koch brothers to drop out. He's lost hundreds of millions in TV contracts and stuff just by being boycotted. He's like, that's crazy. I'm all in. I'm never quitting. Little Bird told me that Trump will spend $1 billion of his own money in the last month of the campaign, if need be. He's raised 80-something million in the last month. He is dominating. And they got Reuters out doing 15% higher numbers of Democrats they poll than Republicans to say she's 10 points ahead. They admit it. Total fraud. And I've been all over the country. My crew's been all over the country. Whether it's Philadelphia or Cleveland or whether it's Los Angeles or whether it's Miami or whether it's Dallas or whether it's Chicago. I mean, you see our crew every week, just all over the country. Leanne McAdoo in 3 days in L.A. couldn't find people on the street that supported Hillary. Now, granted, like 80% or so supported Sanders. The rest were Trump. She went to exit polls, finally found some. We have the video. 8 out of 10 were for Sanders. But we don't need to know they stole it. They admit the day before the superdelegates met at a, quote, rich person's house with the AP who runs the election announcements, and they decided what numbers to put on the news the next night. Over martinis. That was in the New York Daily News. We have entered the twilight zone here. And now they come out and say, Trump is going to give up. Trump is going to stand down. Trump is giving up the campaign. Trump puts out tweets and statements that he hasn't about to give a speech. The media doesn't cover it. They have Stephanopoulos, a Clinton operative, on ABC saying it's going to happen. That's why I ran images earlier in the last hour saying Hillary's going to resign tomorrow. Now, I said it's satire, but imagine if I really put this out and said I had sources, I would be drummed out, and I should be, of the media. But not the establishment media. Joining us is somebody who's has a lot of courage as well, James O'Keefe. There's video that we posted last week because our reporters caught it on tape. Bernie mob attacks Hillary fans. He was dressed up like a Hillary supporter. They attacked him. O'Keefe strikes again. Project Veritas exposes disunity of DNC. I'm going to get to that in a moment with James O'Keefe of ProjectVeritas.com. But I want to get his take on the number one news story. Isn't Hillary and Apache helicopters to Al-Qaeda or ISIS? It's not the fact that she looks like she's having mental meltdowns every day now. It's not any of this, James. It's not the latest Islamic attack that they're saying is an Islamic attack in London. Or the priest saying, you know, you basically get behind me, Satan, before he's killed. And they attempt to cover that up with them changing the name Ali to David. No, it's all that Trump's quitting when none of it's true. None of it's even true. It seems like we're watching the mainstream media finally die in front of us. I think this signals desperation. Now, you're a smart, savvy guy. Do you disagree with me? We lost James's audio. James, hold on. We're not getting your audio through. I'm sorry. We've changed. Let's start over. Go ahead, James. Okay.
Thanks. Sorry about that, Alex. I think it's all manufactured. I think everything on television these days is manufactured. And after, Alex, I was at the DNC with some of your crew last week in Philadelphia, and I saw things that nobody else saw. I saw thousands and thousands of people angry. It was like the World War Z movie with Brad Pitt. They were climbing over each other to try to get over the fence, the perimeter fence that they created. So I turned on Fox, MSNBC, CNN. I didn't see that. I saw gobbledygook speeches inside the convention.
They told us there was total unity, just loving.
No, there was no unity, and we don't see those images on television. So everyone you see, everything you see, they're paid consultants, paid to give their positions. You're not seeing the reality. And frankly, the media is obviously trying to create this narrative against Trump. We knew that they would do that. But when I'm on the ground, when I talk to black protesters, I talk to Bernie people who are more angry and more hateful towards Hillary Clinton than any Republican or Trump supporter I know. I was thrown to the ground as you're looking now. One of these guys attacked me, started screaming, "Hillary stole the election," is what he said. And many people were angry at me. I was dressed up like a Hillary supporter.
You have a lot of courage, buddy.
They were so angry, more angry than any Republican I've ever talked to.
I can't find Hillary supporters unless I go to the richest areas of Austin. Hillary really looks like she's degenerating. What do you think is really going on here?
I think that the media is trying to do their best to elect Hillary and create these large narratives that Trump is in trouble and so forth and so on. I do think people ask me, who do you think is going to win? I think it's a 50-50 chance because the Clintons are sort of diabolical, and I have evidence of voter fraud. But I think that people around the country are really upset. And the most powerful thing we exposed in Philadelphia, I don't know if you have this clip handy, were African-American protesters screaming at the top of their lungs, the Democrats have done nothing to help them in the inner cities. The guy, the actual quote was, "Have you seen the poverty in Philadelphia? Have you seen the homelessness? That's why we want to leave the Democratic Party." So I said undercover, and my colleague said, there he is right there. I don't know if you have the sound from that. But we said to him, what about the fact the first female president breaking the glass ceiling? He says, to hell with the glass ceiling. I'm trying to put food in the refrigerator. This is a very powerful clip. So people are angry. You don't see that on television. I don't know why you don't see it, but the corporate media won't report that, but we will.
We're queuing that clip up right now, but these are some of the viral videos that InfoWars shot with Project Veritas, and there's so many others where you do expose election fraud, all of it. I'm really heartened because they're being forced out in the open. They're being forced to steal primaries. They're being forced to try to steal the general election. They're lying and saying Trump's dropped out when he hasn't. I mean, they are engaged really in panic mode, I think. So I think down the road, time is running out for these people. I'm very confident.
Yeah, the whole media narrative you're seeing on television where they're creating narratives that he's in trouble, he's going to drop out, and so it's all crap peddled by the political consulting marketing industry and paid consultants. It doesn't mean anything. And most people I've found, Alex, I don't know if your reporters have found the same thing in the country, people are so angry at the system. They don't even believe it anymore.
That's what I'm saying. And I think them getting even more arrogant and more deceptive is going to backfire because, look, people know she stole this from Bernie, and they know they're trying to steal it now. And Trump is saying that, and they seem to be in total panic mode. Let's play the clip that Mr. Veritas was talking about. Here it is. There you go. I don't care about a glass ceiling. I care about food. What about the woman in my life?
That's right. And Alex, I mean, the power of that clip, if that was said by a Republican or someone protesting a Republican, that would be played on every single television station over and over and over again to create a narrative. And one thing Andrew Breitbart taught me is it's all about the media. It's all about the narratives. And that flies in the face of every single narrative that's out there. He said, that same man, who's actually part of the Bernie movement, he said that young black men are leaving the Democratic Party. And Hillary depends on those folks to win. And he said, we will never vote for her. And if there was any justice in the media, they'd be playing footage like that. And they'd have a narrative on the front page of the New York Times that it's Hillary losing black supporters. So yeah, we're bringing this footage to you. You guys were with us in Philadelphia. Your cameraman was next to me as I was thrown to the ground filming it. So they're not going to report this. But Alex, that clip was viewed a million times on Facebook, millions of views on YouTube. So we're doing our job to get the message
absolutely
out.
Absolutely. CNN average show has 200,000 viewers, MSNBC a couple hundred thousand. So they can have big, fancy $50 million sets. it doesn't matter because we actually have the audience. So we've reached that paradox moment where they're lying, they're doubling down, they're totally going Soviet style and beyond. But the Soviets could get away with it for a while because there was no counterbalance. Don't they understand there's a major counterbalance, James O'Keefe?
Yeah, they understand it, which is why that they're throwing everything on television constantly over and over again. Trump's in trouble, Trump's in trouble, Trump's in trouble, because they have to create this corporate echo chamber on all the big TV stations to counteract the popularity of the grassroots. So you're literally seeing right now things, the power dynamics are shifting. I wrote about this when the shootings happened and people were filming it. The power dynamics are changing and it's making them very upset. And if there's one thing I learned from being in Philadelphia at the DNC is the sheer shock of seeing the thousands of protesters piled like zombies trying to get over the fence and looking at the TV screens inside of those lobbies in the hotels thinking that's not what I'm seeing outside. So there's a power shift happening. I've been around long enough for 7 years doing this to know that everything I see on TV, I mean, it's all just gobbledygook identity politics crap. And we have to get the images in front of people, make them trend on social media or on your website. That's the only way that we're gonna
because exactly. And it's not like we're cherry picking quote minorities for Trump or minorities against Hillary. That's all we see at rallies I have or events. That's all we see. And then we tune in CNN. It's like a whole nother planet where they've got 20 reporters out cherry picking to put together this lie. But what do they do when almost everyone I talk to, quite frankly, I think Sanders was as popular as Trump, which is, wrong message, but he was right about some of the problems, a lot better than Hillary. But but Sanders is popular, Trump's popular. I'm not finding the Hillary people. Like I said, I don't know what her real numbers are, but no wonder Reuters has to oversample Democrats in polls. And because they're trying to prop the facade up. It's so incredible. In fact,
when we walked through the protest, the video you played a week ago, that this was a California Hillary delegate saying we need to ban all guns but call it common sense gun legislation. This is a direct quote. She said, if you just say S-H-I-T like that, people will buy into it. That is what Mary Bayer said. So I walked through the Bernie crowd, Alex, with that little video you're watching, a placard of her face and her quote. I got high fives from the Bernie people.
Which shows they're watching your show, they're watching mine, which shows we are unifying the people just under common sense.
Yes, that's exactly right. People agree on 80% of the issues. This identity politics gobbledygook is all just a ploy to divide the people. Bernie people were friendly to the idea of someone lying and saying they want to ban all guns. They were friends. All the protesters, no one was negative to me when I was.
And by the way, the Sanders people are well spoken compared to Hillary supporters.
Yes, and they were all very supportive. They said you need to expose the fraud and the lies and the deceit and the black people being taken advantage of in the inner cities, and they're trying to ban guns and call it something else. It's when I dress up like a Hillary supporter and walk through there that they threw me to the ground and screamed in my face, "You stole the election." So we are more united than we think. Those people don't have a voice on television, but they have a voice with people like you and people like Veritas and YouTube and Facebook, as long as Facebook doesn't censor people like they did Milo Yiannopoulos. But we're looking into that too.
Well, in the time we've got left here, talking about Matt Drudge, Drudge came here almost, it was like 10, 11 months ago. And he said, look, I got approached Supreme Court justice. They said next year they're going after the free speech. We now see it happening in Europe, happening here. But I think it's going to only make people value free speech even more. But clearly, if they can try to boycott and bring down Limbaugh, which they failed, I think Limbaugh's perfect. I'm not either. But folks, they get Limbaugh, they get everybody else. If they can shut down Drudge with Federal Elections Commission garbage, which I know they've been calling for, and they've said, Media Matters has said, go after me too. They've tried to put you in prison. The point is, there really is a war on the press, and anybody who really is for free speech in America better come together because the establishment's making their move.
Matt Drudge is a hero of mine. I love the interview he did with you, and what an honor he did it with you and nobody else.
Absolutely. That's a big honor.
Huge honor. I'll say this. Veritas is breaking lots of local stories because I think the local politics is where you can make the most change, and that's what we're doing. In the last 24 hours, we exposed voter fraud in Michigan, and instead of relying upon the mainstream press to get a comment from the mayor of Detroit, which is what I usually would do, I went to the mayor's office with a film crew. And the mayor's lawyer said, where's your press credentials? And my response was, The First Amendment is my press credentials. It doesn't draw any distinction between citizen journalists and the corporate press. And the fact that you ask me for press credentials is the reason why we have this incestuous crap in the
media. And that video is at ProjectVeritas.com. It's very powerful. I mean, let's talk about this.
Yeah, this guy you're looking at right now, this is the mayor of Detroit. This is his legal counselor, Butch Hollowell is his name. He's the chief lawyer for the city of Detroit. He threatened me. And in this video, later in the video, you can hear him saying you're an accomplice to a crime, and anybody who publishes your videos is an accomplice to the crime. I said, is that NBC News an accomplice to the crime? Is Alex Jones an accomplice to the crime? I mean, these people are so conceited that they would try to come after me for doing journalism. I said, where's your press credentials? So what's the solution, Alex? The solution is to record him saying that, is to expose the mentality.
To call his bluff.
Call his bluff, put the video out there of what he's saying, and now he's backtracking. He's been on local media all day. You're not going to see these stories on CNN. You're going to see them on YouTube. You're going to hear me talk about it with you. But little by little, what we're doing is we're calling their bluff, holding them accountable for their crap, so that they're on defense. That's what we have to do.
Absolutely. You know, I think our greatest asset is the fact that they're so arrogant. I mean, I wonder why. I mean, the more, quote, influence I have, the more concerned I get that I be absolutely accurate and do a good job. With more power comes great responsibility. I think of myself 20 years ago, my gosh, you know, 10 years ago. But I look at these people, the more power they get, the more arrogant they get. And I think that's their greatest weakness.
It is their, you're absolutely right. You have a great power in your medium, as do I. And a lot of responsibility we have to, because we get, I get hundreds of people a week say, James, you've got to come to Wichita, Kansas and look at this issue. There's no voice for them. But like you said, it's jujitsu. If this guy, for example, the mayor of Detroit, wants to threaten me with criminal charges for filming a city clerk, then my responsibility now is to tell that part of the story to the American people. And he gets defensive. It's, oh, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. People have a right to do journalism. So it's our job to hold them accountable. We just need more people doing this, and that's what will happen. And
absolutely. We're not trying to make them gonzo journalism. They're making themselves a story acting like thugs.
That's exactly right. They're making us do this until they stop acting like thugs. I call him, I mean, I'll be honest, he's a fascist pig. The fact that he threatened me and threatened anybody in the media to criminalize, you know, asking a clerk a question and filming it, It was a disgrace. And I sat there and I was worried I wasn't getting out of his office yesterday. He said, where's your credentials? And they're, my cameraman's outside. He said, well, you better lawyer up. And I thought he was going to have me arrested.
Oh, as if you've got, again, the press is that you've got a venue. You're the people. You're asking questions. Period. The First Amendment is it. Well, James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com. I just love seeing how you're getting even more prolific. You've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of auxiliary folks and volunteers around the country. You've got a book that breaks down how to do this. People can contact you. You know, you have written the blueprint on how to successfully counter these people. And I think it will be information warfare that you're involved in that will bring down the New World Order.
Yes, and we're going to keep growing. And thanks, Alex, for putting the videos out. And kudos to your team. I met them. They're phenomenal. You've got great people working for you. So your audience knows they're professional. They're gracious, and they did a phenomenal job getting
Thank you. Well, they were honored to work beside you because you're one of their rock stars. We got a minute and a half left. What other tidbits would you like to put out to folks? What do you think the next shoe to drop is?
The next shoe from our camp is we have people embedded at the highest levels of the people committing any types of fraud in the country. My focus for the election is people saying something in public and saying something else in private. Anybody running for elected office, not just for president but for Senate, for governor, we have you on hidden camera saying to your donors and to the American people, saying in private, that you disagree with what you say publicly. We're going to release those tapes. We also have videos, as I've hinted at before, voter fraud at the highest levels. But we've got to hold on to it because if I release it right now, it's going to burn our undercover citizen journalists. So we're going to go deeper and deeper, and we're going to expose the extent to which Hillary's folks are going to steal the election, lie, and so forth.
Yeah, I love that. You've got moles that are patriots in there. We're getting deeper and deeper, and we've got so many great people, even in government, as you know, that are also doing their duty and getting us the intel of what's happening. Boy, I tell you, the tyrants better be watching it.
They are going to be scared. They are afraid, as evidenced in the recording today from Detroit. You can see the fear. You can smell the fear. My job is to film the fear and make them internet celebrities.
Well, they've awakened the sleeping giant. James O'Keefe, ProjectVeritas.com. We salute you. Thank you so much, sir, for all the explosives.
Thank you.
All right. Speaking of explosives, it's up on DrudgeReport.com right now. Investigative journalist Wayne Madsen on The Real Con.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extend. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So are you. The story is on drugsreport.com right now. Now, Tahzir Khan founded Islamic Journal to defend Sharia law. Khan defends Sharia law responsible for execution of gays and women. If they talk back, in 11 countries, this guy is a real piece of work. And this lengthy article is up on InfoWars.com. It's a Wayne Madsen article. We're going to be talking to him in a moment. This is a big deal. But first, Trump hasn't given a speech yet to fully respond to them saying he's dropping out of the race and that he's giving up. Now, back in June, he told Politico, you're liars, it's totally made up, stop it. Now they've launched it as the biggest story out there, that he would be dropping out, he would be giving up. And then they said, oh, what happens if he does? And then they said his whole campaign's against him, his kids hate him. In fact, he blew up the Lusitania, he crucified Christ. These are acts of desperation. But it makes me think, what are they going to do next? But Josh Owens actually got a clip of Trump yesterday beginning to talk about this, saying we've never been more unified. Here it is.
So I just want to tell you the campaign is doing really well. It's never been so well united. We started on June 16th. I would say right now it's the best in terms of being united that it's been since we began. We're doing incredibly well. We're leading in the state of Florida. You saw the poll. We're leading in Ohio. We have a president that doesn't know what the hell is going on. And I don't think he likes me too much. You have Bernie Sanders. People are going to be voting for Trump. Something just came in. They like Trump. When we run, we have to make sure that you don't have people voting 10 times. Because, as you know, there's a big difference now from what there was before. Oh, there he is. All right, you can get him out. You know what that is? That's the final remnant of Bernie's protesters. That's it. Final.
Which, it turns out, Roger Stone was correct. In Chicago, those were people from Clinton's campaign dressed up as Sanders supporters to create a wedge against her two enemies. Her primary challenger, who was really winning, Sanders, and then Trump in the general election. We're going to Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com here in a moment. We are running a special of free shipping this week on three of our best-selling items, Brain Force, DNA Force, and Vitamin Mineral Fusion Fruit Punch Drink. Great way to get your kids to take all their vitamins and minerals and amino acids and cofactors with the Vitamin Mineral Fusion. But Brain Force at $17.76, similar formulas that aren't even as good, are $50, $60, $70. It's a great deal at $29.95. Well, we've got it basically as a lost leader at $17.76. Experience Brain Force. It's got actual building blocks of the brain in it. Several ingredients are controlled or prescription in Europe. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 to call or ask any questions. That will sell out in the next 24 hours. So we're going to have to pull that part of the special. But what I'm going to do is add something else in there so that throughout the week, throughout the weekend, we have three things that are discounted and free shipping on top of that. And if you sign up for AutoShip, you get 10% additional off on things that you obviously reorder, like non-GMO, High Mountain Mexican Organic Volcanic Coffee, Wake Up America Coffee, or whether it's a Nootropic or Supernova Vitality or X2, the Good Halogen. And your purchases obviously fund this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. There's some other specials as well, but we had to end the special where everything was discounted, but there wasn't free shipping. Now there's free shipping specifically on those. But regardless, whether it's a gravity-fed water filtration system or Hillary for prison shirt, it's all about getting the word out or having a high-quality product or a supplement that's great for you and your family. And where can you deny there's an organization that's having a bigger effect against the New World Order? I mean, I'm not bragging, but I coined the term that Hillary Clinton was the founder of ISIS years ago. Now Trump says it. I said, hey, we need you immediately to come out and talk about election fraud and fight this. And I'm not going to get into inside of baseball, but Trump was already on it. So you saw what happened. And now Trump's doubling down on all this. He's not backing off. And that's why they've got the establishment media in total and complete panic mode. Now, investigative journalist Wayne Madsen, author as well, best-selling author, formerly with Naval Anti-Submarine Warfare before he was then in the National Security Agency before rising to one of the heads of the major internal security operations. I want to get his take first on William Binney, who was almost last week, but another interview on, I think, WABC in New York with Aaron Klein. And saying, look, the NSA already has all the metadata, all the tracking. They know the IP addresses. They already have her emails. Binney is on tomorrow also live with us to elaborate on this. What does he think WikiLeaks is getting ready to release? The word is it's going to be the fact that Hillary was directing with the Turkish ambassador, what we already knew from our military sources, the weapons to Al-Qaeda, that she had the name changed to ISIS to confuse the public. But then that ties into our next story. Exclusive, Khazir Khan founded Islamic Journal to defend Sharia law. This is on DrudgeReport.com. Khan defends Sharia law responsible for executions of gays and women in 11 countries. You say, gays for what? Just being gay. Women talking back. Or if men rape you, they can then execute you. I mean, this is fruitcake land. And then, of course, he didn't detect Gold Star families or people that have died in war. He said, why is this woman on TV not talking? That's a real statement. This guy's a Sharia law expert who founded a journal to promote it in the West. But CNN says he's not, so we're going to cover the waterfront. That dovetails with this article on Infowars.com. France, water park to hold Burkini Day, close quote, non-Muslim swimming attire banned. So it's on, folks, and those are not Teletubbies you see on screen. Look, I'm a real liberal, okay, classical liberal. I get offended by this. The bullying, you know, the latest stabbing attack, Allah Akbar, the Islamic mayor saying, you know, deal with it. Wow. Wayne Madsen, thank you for joining us. I kind of set the table there with a bunch of different points. So where do you want to start?
Well, I mean, I listened to Mr. Khan's speech in Philadelphia, and I have to say it did initially pull at everybody's heartstrings. You could have heard a pin drop, obviously, during his speech. But like everything that they parade out, every individual you've never heard before, there's always a backstory. And, of course, with Khazir Khan, there's a backstory. And the fact is he's a co-founder of an academic journal that was basically trying to sell Sharia law in systems that practice Western jurisprudence based on Roman law and English common law. And frankly, there is no place for Sharia law in Western jurisprudence. Legal systems. It's a practice that comes out of the 11th century, and for anyone to advance the idea that Western jurisprudence can coexist with Sharia law is really out there where the buses don't run.
Well, let's talk about this journal. Let's get into your detailed report.
Yeah, he co-founded this journal. The other co-founder was an individual who ran an Islamic law center in Geneva, Switzerland, who has been tied to the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, this, again, is very suspicious because we know that Hillary Clinton's close aide, Huma Abedin, her mother, who teaches a college at an all-women's college, by the way, in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. I haven't heard Hillary Clinton complain about that sort of sexism. This individual, who co-founded the journal with Khazir Khan, member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and Huma Abedin's mother has been accused of having links to the Muslim Brotherhood. So what is with all these Muslim Brotherhood connections to the Hillary Clinton campaign? Obviously, the campaign found Khazir Khan somehow. I also pointed out that his law office in New York is next door to the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. And on the top of that hotel is found the residence of the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, who was also married to Cass Sunstein, Obama's former information czar, and the guy that said, you defeat your enemies by practicing cognitive dissonance. And it looks like the Khazir Khan episode is nothing more than an operation in cognitive dissonance as perfected by Cass Sunstein.
Well, I know people dug into his journals, but specifically, I mean, he's promoting strict adherence to Sharia, which under that, if you're found to be a homosexual, they murder you.
Oh, everything. And if you're a Muslim who converts to another religion, not just Christianity, say Buddhism or Scientology or anything, the penalty is death. So how can a legal system like that exist, coexist in Western systems? It's not possible. And for Khan to suggest it can, he's being academically dishonest.
Of course, he's being disingenuous to the max. Well, obviously, he's brought here in the 80s. He's a perfect cutout. He's hooked in with all these other groups that supply legal help to overstay visas. I mean, this guy is just classic, you know, in my view, he has all the signs of being one of these worldwide Islamist operatives.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, he's a member of the New York Bar, which would explain him having an office in New York City, although he lives in Charlottesville, Virginia, with his wife. Now, Charlottesville is a sanctuary city. It's the home of the University of Virginia, but he's not a member of the Virginia Bar. And when I suggested that he may be providing legal assistance to students at UVA who overstay their student visas and want to become permanent residents by gaming the system, I would note that apparently right after I put this report out, the website for his law firm was taken down. So who knows why that decision was made, but it may be that there was information on there telling people who are illegally in the United States.
Well, we better go to the Wayback Machine right now.
Yeah, H-1B visa holders and student visa holders, how to game the system. I would also note that Virginia, you know, seven of the hijackers on 9/11 had Virginia driver's licenses. So Virginia is a hotbed for this kind of gaming of the U.S. immigration system.
Well, we're all very sad for his son, but again, we wouldn't have all these Islamists here and all these cutouts. We wouldn't have had 9/11 to begin with. We wouldn't have been in Iraq. That Saudi Arabia directed our government to attack the country that wasn't involved. I mean, this is so clear. This was done for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia stood to gain from all of this, and you had the Bushes meeting that morning of 9/11 at the Carlyle Group function, The Guardian reported, there in D.C. at the Bin Laden family table.
Right. I would also point out something about something else about Captain Humayun Khan. His son was killed in combat in Baquba, Iraq in 04. Present at his funeral at Arlington National Cemetery was a Mohammed Sadek, who was the deputy chief of mission of the Pakistani embassy in D.C. Now, capitals like D.C., London, Moscow, Paris, Berlin, Tokyo, normally the DCM is the head of intelligence. In this case, that would have been Pakistan's ISI. And because ISI was basically founded by the CIA, they would follow the CIA's traditions of the DCM in those capitals being an intelligence official, the chief of station. What in the world was the head of ISI intelligence doing at Captain Humayun Khan's funeral at Arlington? Later, he surfaces in back in Islamabad in 08, justifying or basically defending the ISI against charges from India that the ISI participated in the bombing of the Indian embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. Very dodgy links here. Pakistan was not a member of the coalition in Iraq. So what in the world was Captain Humayun Khan?
This is a very shady grouping and needs to be investigated. Shifting gears, Wayne, as a journalist, looking at the media, just keep saying, the word is Trump's going to resign. Trump goes, no, I'm not. Yeah, you are. This is just what we saw with Ben Carson in Iowa when he gets on an airplane, flies out at 5:30 in the afternoon. He's in second place. They announce, Ted Cruz does, you know, he's stepping down. He's resigning. You know, good luck, Ben Carson. That was a big scandal that they pulled that dirty trick. This is a giant dirty trick saying that Trump's going to be out of the race.
These are straw men that they float. They hope. Remember Karl Rove's whole idea of how to run a campaign. You throw it against the wall, even though it's untrue, but you see what sticks. And that's the game they're playing here. We know that Karl Rove is providing a backdoor consultation to Hillary Clinton's campaign. This is vintage Karl Rove, floating these red herrings, these trial balloons, these straw men.
I agree. And isn't that the word that was probably Rove also advising Cruz with the whole Carson stunt?
Oh, absolutely. Rove, you know, Rove, we know he still has his operation out of Austin, Texas, where you're at, but he also is involved in many of these campaigns behind the scenes. And I think when Trump recently worried about the election being rigged, he knows what happened, what Rove did in 2000, and especially in 2004 in Ohio, It's not just people voting more than once, 10 times.
That's right. Ohio was certified to be a fraud. This is bipartisan.
Absolutely. It's who counts the votes. Remember what Stalin said? It doesn't matter who votes. But he said what really matters is who counts the votes.
But it's historic. Correct me if you disagree, but most experts agree, in fact, all of them, that a landslide's hard to beat, and that if Trump makes a big issue about it, it puts sunshine on it. And that's why I think Hillary's campaign chief said, quote, what Trump's doing is dangerous.
Right. You know, whether Trump wins or loses, the mere fact he talked about rigged elections, which has always been a bête noire in Washington, they don't want to talk about it because both parties have people in office as a result of election fraud. He's raised that issue, and whether he wins or loses, I think that issue is going to be around, and that's what the people don't like.
Sure.
The upper echelon.
Doesn't that just add to his bona fides that he's bringing up issues like this?
Yeah, I mean, he's done more to advance the old story about JFK's assassination than anybody has in the past, say, 25 to 30 years.
Yeah, no, Trump's a godsend. I mean, look, everything he's done has exposed the establishment. Everything he's done has exposed globalism. Everything he's done has been an absolute godsend. That's why they hate him.
Right. That's correct. And I think, like I say, he's provided a good service, at least in bringing issues to the fore.
Yeah, folks know in the last year and a half, I've been kind of, you know, supporting Trump and, you know, watching closely. But I got to say now, I'm 100% in. This guy's 100% for real. Now, it doesn't mean he's perfect. None of us are. But this guy is Americana. He doesn't like seeing America be destroyed. He's committed his life to it. We better get behind it. Wayne Madsen, stay there, my friend.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
BrudgeReport.com is linked to our story. We're going to keep putting these out with more intel. and a bunch of highly produced video reports coming up soon that are basically like ads. Ads for free speech, ads for the First Amendment, not even for the election, that just show the election fraud, the history of it, how it works, what Hillary's done, and how to counter it, and then also show how they're lying about Donald Trump. But here's the story. It's up on Infowars.com that deals with all of that, what we were showing during the last segment, if we can, guys, so that people can go there. Desperate mainstream media pushes Trump dropping out conspiracy theory. Dishonest media clicking its heel three times to make Trump go away. And then we've also are going to post some of the video reports in there that deal with this. But this is just like the Ben Carson situation where they just announce he's given up. But back then it was a big deal. This is the whole media doing it, not just Cruz. So they kind of all commit the crime against free speech, the crime against truth, and then just hope that no one group gets the blame. This is in unison talking points as the WikiLeaks show directly from Hillary Clinton. I mean, talk about dishonor. I am shocked that even mainstream media is this unified in dirtbaggery. Speaking of that, I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on it as he counters these folks. But here, speaking of dirtbags, here is Obama saying yesterday that, listen, if you're anti-government, how about anti-corrupt government? Get out of here. You didn't build the country. You didn't save General Motors and all this stuff, which was another scam. Here it is.
And I always tell people who are anti-government in the United States, try going to a country where the government doesn't work. And you'll see that you actually want a good government. It's a useful thing to have. But it's not enough on its own if you also don't have then the ability of people in the private sector
like the economic collapse of Venezuela is so bad that people are slaughtering and eating zoo animals. That's up on Infowars.com from Michael Snyder. This implication that government made all this instead of innovation and lower taxes, Wayne, it's really getting crazy. You want to tackle that first or the earlier point I was making?
Well, I think the media is being absolutely horrible in covering Trump by pushing forth. They're the first ones that start talking about conspiracy theories and how terrible they are. And then they are pushing a conspiracy theory. Now, there was a story out of New York yesterday that's got no play on the national media. Apparently, a retired law enforcement officer was arrested trying to sneak into Trump Tower just before Trump returned from a campaign tour in Florida. He had a weapon on him. And the New York Daily News, which hates Trump, said, oh, it was no big thing. The guy was drunk. Where is the mainstream on issues like that? Clearly, a lot of people feel that with the enemies he's creating, Trump may be in some sort of physical danger.
Well, that's my next question. We know they're coming after him physically now. I mean, the panic level we're seeing.
Right. I mean, look, you know, Jeb Bush, he feels like this thing was taken from him like, you take candy from a baby. You know, he was supposed to be the third Bush, and we know what the Bushes anyway are capable of. Now, there was one report that the person arrested at a Trump Tower was using the fake identity of an FBI agent who was killed in the line of duty in 2007 in a bank robbery situation.
Wow.
In central New Jersey. And his last name, ironically, Bush.
Oh, my gosh. Just like John Hinckley Jr. What do you think of him being released after 35 years for supposedly shooting Reagan? Is that a message?
Yeah, just in time for the campaign. I remember when Arthur Herman Bremer, I believe, was released during the 2012 campaign, and I said, "Oh yeah, the guy who shot George Wallace during a campaign in '72 is now running free." So, you know, I guess that's what happens. They release.
I think they release him right in the thick of every big campaign's little message. Hey, we got these guys back in 70 seconds with the third hour. I want to ask you then, what do you expect them to throw at Trump next? Wayne Madsen's our guest. WayneMadsenReport.com, Alex Jones, Infowars.com.
GCN, the Genesis Communications.
By the way, free shipping right now.